Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We are happy to be here with you today. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. We are Heralds of Hope, and our goal is to use media like radio, internet, and books to make disciples of Jesus Christ to accomplish the Great Commission in our lifetime. Think about that. Do you think it is possible to accomplish the Great Commission? Can we go everywhere and teach all nations? Do you think we have the resources necessary to accomplish this? I would say yes. If God's people will align our hearts with His, funding will not be a problem. The hard part is keeping our hearts in line with His. Here at Heralds of Hope, we believe it is possible, and we plan to do our part as God leads us. This belief leads us to teach the Bible via radio, like this. So, if you can, turn with us now to Exodus. We will continue our journey through this Old Testament book with our Bible teacher, J. Mark Horst.
Many religions of the world think that their gods are always angry and they must be appeased. Those gods are seen as being present, waiting to make life miserable. In the history of religion, I have read about these gods and how they are worshipped. The Bible tells us that while the true God, Jehovah, does get angry, He is a merciful God. He extends His hand of mercy to us, to all human beings. He wants us to have the best in life, not the worst. But if we insist on going our own way, we will stir up the anger of God against us. The grave condition which stirs up God's anger is continual disobedience. That will do it. The disobedient are subject to God's anger. The Bible is clear about that. So I'm asking you the question today. Is God angry with you? Exodus chapter 4 and verses 10 to 23 inform us that God became angry with Moses because he didn't want to do what the Lord asked him to do. I invite you to listen to this conversation as I read Exodus chapter 4 and verses 10 to 23. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to me. But I am slow of speech, and I have a slow tongue. And the Lord said to him, Who made man's mouth? Or who makes the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you shall say. And Moses said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom you will send. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And you shall speak to him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be your spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of God. And you shall take this rod in your hand, wherewith you will do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me go, I pray you, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And the Lord said to Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead who sought your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When you go to return into Egypt, see that you do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart, that he will not let the people go. And so you shall say unto Pharaoh, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. Now, even though God was angry with Moses, yet he proved his goodness by providing Moses with three definite helps so that he could do the will of God. The first help was, God gave Moses his mouth. Notice with me Moses' complaint. When the Lord spoke to him about going, he kept arguing with God. He complained like this, Lord, you know I'm not eloquent. I can't speak well. I'm slow of speech. I just don't have good speaking ability. Really? Think of how Moses was raised in Pharaoh's court. He was trained in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. It's strange, isn't it, that he would come with this word to the Lord, that he is not an eloquent speaker, when he had all that training in Pharaoh's palace. Was this a false humility that Moses was expressing? I don't know. But he complained to the Lord and he said, No, I can't do that. I won't do that, Lord. I'm not eloquent. I am slow of speech. Now notice what God replied. The Lord said, I made your mouth. I can control your mouth, and I will teach you. The Lord really answered him by questions like this, Who made man's mouth, or who makes the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? You are fashioned by me, Moses. God was telling him, I have made you just like you are. And you know that's true for everyone that's listening to me right now. God has made each one of us just the way he designed us and the way he wanted us. But Moses wouldn't listen, even though God said, I will control your mouth, I will be with your mouth, I will teach you what to say. What more could he ask? This was a tremendous help to Moses. But Moses still refused. He said, O Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. In other words, send somebody else. Please, don't send me. Now, look at God's response. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Moses needed to learn that God has the right to lay his hand on anyone he chooses. Moses hadn't learned that yet. Even though God gave Moses his mouth and promised to go with him and promised to teach him, Moses still had to learn that God will lay his hand on whomever he chooses to do his work. And then there's another help that God gave. God gave Moses his brother. So God rebuked Moses for not responding to the promise that he would go with him and teach him and guide his mouth. And God said, Aaron, your brother is coming. I know him, and I know that he can speak. So I am going to provide him for you, and he will be for you what you are supposed to be for me. I will put words in his mouth. I will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. God's order was Moses will speak to Aaron, and Aaron will speak to the people. That is, Aaron was to be Moses' spokesman. God had it all arranged that Moses would not need to speak, if indeed he truly was slow of speech or uneloquent. God had Aaron, Moses' brother, to do his work when Moses refused. Now I want to ask you a very personal question. Have you refused to do what God has asked you to do? Moses provoked God to anger because he wouldn't do what God asked him to do, even though God had said, I'll be with you, I'll tell you what to say. So the second help God gave to Moses was his brother. And there's yet a final help that God gave to Moses. God gave Moses his rod. Something very interesting here. The Lord said to him, You shall take this rod in your hand, wherewith you shall do signs. The rod of God was what Moses needed, and God provided it for him. It was the same rod that you may remember God had used to confirm his call. Remember, it turned into a snake, and then when Moses took that snake by the tail, it turned back into a rod again. Now, this rod was to be his help and his symbol of authority from God. Upon this assurance of the rod of God with him, Moses went to Jethro, his father-in-law, and he requested to return to Egypt and see how his brothers were doing. His father-in-law granted him that request. He simply said, Go in peace. So finally, Moses was moving as God had wished him to move. At last, he was going to do what God wanted him to do. And then there was an added assurance that came to Moses after God had given him his rod. God reassured him with these words, "All the men are dead who sought your life." Then Moses picked up the rod of God and started off for Egypt. He was going to do wonders in Egypt with that rod and before Pharaoh. It was God's command. But God said, "I will harden his heart, because I am going to bring out my firstborn. Pharaoh is not going to let you bring them out, and before I get finished with him, I will need to kill his firstborn son, because he is not going to let my firstborn come out." God gave Moses his rod to do the wonders which would deliver his people. You see the beautiful way in which God provided for Moses, even though Moses made God angry? God gave him his mouth. God gave him his brother. And God gave him his rod. Uncontrolled anger is awful. God's anger is to be feared, for he can do what he must do. But I am pleased to tell you that God has provided helps, so you need not suffer God's anger. God made himself available to Moses. He, in fact, went with Moses as his personal companion. Do you know God in such a personal way? Have you had any communication with God at all? He is a personal God, and he wants a relationship with you. You don't need to make God angry if you'll just listen and do what he's asking you to do.
Thanks, J. Mark, for teaching us more from Exodus. And thank you for being there. If you would like this teaching, or if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. I'll give you our information shortly. I love how Exodus teaches us that God is in control and he is at work. He always has been and he always will be. We can trust him right now, no matter what we are experiencing. We won't always understand him, but we can trust him. His timing might be different than ours. Think about Moses. And he might not do what we think he should be doing. Remember what happened to Joseph? However, we have the benefit of looking back at many years of history, and we see God is sovereign. His purposes will be accomplished. This is his story, and he is the author. If you are interested, we have a study guide for Exodus available. It is a small booklet designed to help you learn more from each of these lessons. We call it the Hope Herald, and if you would like one, all you have to do is ask. Here is how you can connect with us. One of the best ways is via email. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, PA 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. While you're there, please look around for more teaching like this. On our website, you will also find other resources available from Heralds of Hope. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. Thanks again for joining us for today's program. I encourage you to join us again next week as we continue our study in Exodus. We look forward to being with you then, and we'll leave you with a verse from 1 Corinthians 10. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Blessings to you as you glorify Him.